Holding on Rashi, the Samadal on the base, Tzemehen Slish Shlish Lechen Boni. Some more quoted from Chista. Chista says, Rechem Lashir, Rechem means Rechem Ben Broika, Lashir Bechatzi Kav, you're assuming that he's calculating it based on a Chatzi Kav, that being 1/48 of 4 saw, because a pundian is 1/48 of a sela. El b'kikar l'kuch, but pundian min echenvoni. He said you calculate with a kikar which is bought for a pundian from the chenvoni. V'hu lokach arba soyin chitin b'sela. He went in the marketplace. This chenvoni had to go buy wheat also. So chenvoni bought 4 saw of wheat for a sela. Then he makes him into loaves. If he sells them at that price, the way you're calculating, he made no profits. But umistaker, his schar is shlish, he gets a third more, betarach, for his efforts. Nimsu b'chatzi kav, instead of having, if he's adding, calculating a third more, instead of getting 2 meals in a chatzi kav, you're going to get 3 meals in a chatzi kav. Shouldn't there be 3, right? Instead of selling for a pundiyon, you're going to get, it's going to be a third smaller than that. So you get 3, instead of getting 2 loaves in a chatzi kav, you're going to get 3 loaves in a chatzi kav. Shalosh sudas. Ashtayim hu moicher b'pundiyon, shenosan l'gimel mistaker. So he'll sell 2 loaves would be the amount it cost him, and he's going to sell 3 to get a third one to be his profit. Some more says a kati kabayim demasnisim tati sorry habin. So then it comes out the 2 kav in the Mishnah gives you 12 meals worth. You need 14 meals worth. So some more says, okay, that gets you, that takes care of 1 meal. You still have, you need 13, you only have 12, you need 13. And also, there's one madamer which calls Hanicha put to the commandment Shemaitim. We have one madamer says that they don't, it's not a commitment to eat together, it's just a commitment to be together for Tashmish. So, the more asked, we have a steer in Rav Chista, whether the Samor said, okay, the increase is a chatzi. Samor says, this is a steer in Rav Chista. What word do you not understand? Say? The schar is chatzi, not a shlish, it's a half. Samor says, it depends. But also, the Yoiv Tziv is a the Gemara says, same hand, Mechsel Chedvoni. So the Gemara answers, it's a steer in Rav Chista, depends. Who gives the wood? But also the Yoiv Tzivi, Misha Mercha Chitim, Lechedvoni, Lasus Kikris, Velim Kribashuk. So we have the farmer which he's selling these Chitim to the Chedvoni to make Kikris out of them. And to go sell them in the shuk. But welcome to Noisa the Chedvoni Eitzim Leafois. When if the farmers which are selling wheat are also providing wood, so then Eino Mistaker Elishlish, the Chedvoni only marks up the price a third. But welcome to Shedon Noisa Eitzim, but a place where he's not getting the wood for free, so he has to get the wood himself. The Chedvoni. So Ma'akev La'atzma Mechso Shemayit HaKikris Lim Kibayarker. He makes he sells the Kikris for a higher price, makes smaller loaves, he makes more loaves out of the cab. Can you see it's Eitzim to cover the cost of the wood? So Morris says, okay, so now you have 16. We went from 8 to 16. The Mor says, Lechara, so you have 12 for the 6 days of the week, and you need 4 for Shabbos. That's 16. That's Kaman. Are we going to Kirb Chitkiyot? But to me, it's a question. Neymar, do you mean to say that we have a Stam Mishnah like Kirb Chitkiyot, the Stosim one, Mastis and Dormer Bechol Kisri HaKurdish, that he says in Mesech Shabbos, in Perikol Kisri HaKurdish, Arba Sudas LaShabbos, that there's 4 meals per Shabbos, and we have a Stam Mishnah saying like Kirb Chitkiyot, that you need 4 meals. That would be, we should then be forced to Paskin like that. The Mor says no. There's one for Archi Parchi. So Mor says, well, once that's true, you can go back to Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon, we said, was 18. Damar Tamni Suri Haben, he came up with a loaves which were maybe 18 loaves in 2 kav. So the problem was 18 is off of the mark that of what we need. So we have 15 meals that he's providing. It's the provider, and 3 more, or according to Chitke, 2 more. According to Rabbanan, will be 3 more that he has to provide because she needs to be able to share with other people as well. Okay. Now, so the Mishnah said you have an option of 4 kav of sa'arin. Came along with Rishi, and Rishi said that Rishmol, the only person who did a psika of sa'arin was Rishmol, who lived somewhat like that. Rabbi Yossi, leposik sa'arim, ela ba'edim. The Mishnah says, ela ba'edim, hu da'achli sa'arim, b'kul yamad lo yachli. So what's unique about Edim? I mean, sa'arim are not only eaten in Edim. That which we gave, sarim, double the amount of sarim as you need for chitim. The supply of sarim which came from that place were of an inferior quality, and they didn't produce a meal. They needed more to be able to produce, get meals out of them. But other places, the measure was not, Rav Yossi is saying the measure wasn't double. Now, Menosel Chatzis Kav Kitnius, and then he gives her these other foods as well.
Yes, so, is it then equal? I mean, it leaves you wondering, then, what is the ratio in other places?
It doesn't tell us. Carl Biasi doesn't say.
Well, then insinuate that it's not double. It's not inferior. It's regular.
We don't know.
Well, it's less than double.
It's less than double, right. So that leaves you quite a range. I mean, you probably would assume if you don't have any raw, you have to go back to being. He can't make him pay more than equal according to BRC. Because you can't prove any amount. Okay. There's a lechatzi kav kitnis vilo yain lekatani. The mission and all the things that mentioned over here does not mention that he has to give her any certain amount of wine. Maseilei le Rabbi Elazar, dom Rabbi Elazar ein poskin yainus. Leisha, we don't provide a woman who's, especially a woman who's not with her husband, we don't give her wine because that's potentially she can be that would make her vulnerable to being seduced. Okay, I mean,
couldn't you broaden that and to say so generally to men as well? In other words, the why is it particularly, I guess, a single man that or a married man who's not around his wife that should be allowed to have wine?
Um,
Russell.
I mean, I guess it's theoretically possible, but not for down in halacha.
Yeah, no, I just don't understand the, you know, why the, you know, just.
Well, then Chazal in general had the concern of Lashem Daitan Kalus, so,
right.
So, which is civilly the worst. The Gemara of Azor says that Morris says that it's civilly and Isha being mispata. So, we're worried about men becoming seduced.
Right. No, but it's just the lightheadedness. In other words,
I understand the concern. I'm just saying, but that's not what the Morris is concerned about being. That's more of the conversation we had with Breyer with Aces or Mayer, right? That she didn't like that Gemara.
Mayer
sent to Talmud and ended up with her committing suicide. Okay. Mim Tamar Elko Achare Mahavai, Noiste Lachvi, Mimai, Samriu Pishti, Shamni, Vishikiyoi. So we see that there is. There's somebody providing her with the shikayoy with her drinks. Samora says it means the worm she'isha mishtokekus aleyan. Uman ninu takshitim. Shikayoy doesn't mean the drinks, it means that which she's mishtokek for, the things that she wants, which means the takshitim. Okay. Dorish Rebbe Yehuda ish kfar neviria or giboria. Vamrla ish kfar nafor, and they have navor chayil. Minayin shein poskin yenis liisha. Shenemar batakam chano acharei ochlo b'shiloi b'acharei shasoi. It says shasoi b'loi shasos. After he drank, me referring to. So it means that Elkanah had drank and she had not drank. And where it says Elmiato Achloi means her eating, we're saying she ate and he drank. Why you, if you're making that type of drasha, so what do you mean? Samor says hachinami anami deshani krob diburei karmina. We're not being medayik her and not him. The point is the post is talking about her eating, let's talk about his drinking. Michti b'gavoka asik v'asi. We're talking about her. My time is shoni. Why did it switch to say for him? Shomino shosoy v'lo shosos.
Principles for how you. There are some.
Meisvei.
That instruction that rules for gila
v'gila noisinlo. So the mission. If the bryce would says if she was ruggled to have wine, we would give her wine. So my answer is v'gila shiny. If she's ruggled, so that's edekhanami. It doesn't excite her, it doesn't overwhelm her in the same way. Okay. So Morris says, what is it, Mike? What does the phrase mean? Regila bifnei bala. A woman who's ruggled to be with she's with the husband, that she would have two kaises. So then, when she's not with her husband, we can give her one kais. Okay.
I understand. I thought it said she ain't a regular nosen lo shnei kosos.
How's the bias shout fit back into Shmuel's lashon? So I'm not sure if it means that he's redoing the lashon. Let's see if we can fit it back into the lashon. So the shaykh question has to be going on what she's ruggled to have. Right. So the shaykh question would have to go back. They'd have to rearrange the memra. Okay. Okay.
We give her less no matter what, basically.
So Regila Bifnei Baala, if she's Rogel Bifnei Baala, where is it? Regila Bifnei Baala in two kaises, you give her one kais. Shen Regila Bifnei Baala in two kaises, so Shen Regila Bifnei Baala in two kaises, she's only Rogel Bifnei Baala in one kais,
right.
Then you can't give her. So you're going to have to say...
we give her less no matter what, basically.
I don't know, that's a, Russell's question is, how do you fit it back into Shaul's words?
At what point in the shipping process do I stop understanding?
Right. So the Mishmol means half of the sentence was left out. Shen Regila Bifnei Baala in two kaises, but rather was really Gila only in one, then Ain Noisden Law. So that you're going to have to do and put into the words.
We can negotiate those points out.
Okay.
And
what
Regila?
We're trying to figure out. You understand the bias point? Tzvi, you understand the bias point? If she normally drinks two kaises, so now when her husband's not there, we can give her one kais. If she,
yes.
She doesn't only drinks one, she gets nothing. Fit it back into Shmuel's words. Regila, listen to kais that. She says regila to have two kaises. Now we give her one kais. So we're adding in those words. Regila in two kaises. That's added in. Listen to kais dechah is what Shmuel said. Shein regila shnei kaises. If she's not ruggled to have two kaises with her husband, she's only ruggled to have one. Then ain noisin in law.
It's like he's saying the exact opposite, almost.
Right. Okay. The boy say regila is noisin law the tikkei kedera. We give it to her to use, not for drinking, but to use it to as an ingredient in the, when you make the meat in the pot for your dam revolm rechon meister be kolos shel nakim ben gurion shepos kol chacham sasai miyayin the tzike kedera meir shabbos the erev shabbos. So she gave her. They gave her. Two saws worth of yain, which is a lot of wine, which means there was a lot of meat that they designated for the purpose of using is an ingredient in cooking the meat for per week. Amar lehen, kach tipsiku livnoi seichem. So she gave back to them a bracha, that you should have such abundance in your family as well, and that should be the psak, the amount that you would be designating for your children as well. Okay, Tana. So the Brisa says about that story. Shemeres Yavam Hayisah LaOno Acharei Amen. That they didn't want to say yes, didn't say Amen because her situation was a situation of she was Shemeres Yavam. And you don't say Amen that their children will be in a situation of a Shemeres Yavam. Okay. Okay, Tana, Kais Echad Yafal Isha. One Kais helps the woman, it's good for the woman. Shnayim is Nivahu, but two already is going to mess her up. Shlosha Tavasapath, three already she becomes brazen enough to be a woman. Her sneeze is, she does not Tavay, it's Tashrishapath. So three already, that's, she will do that. Arboa, Filachamor Tavas, Bashuk, Kabainamak Pedis. Okay. Amarabba Lashana Lashane Bala Imo. This is all discussing when the husband's not there, but Bala Imo less than Boa, the husband will keep control over it. Amar says, what do you mean? Rachana the Bala Imo Havoy. Our Raya was from Chana, Rabbi Yehuda ish kfar gevarya or kfar nafor chayol. He brought from Chana. She was with Elkanah. And the Gemara says achsanoi shani. Over there they weren't at home. They were guests. Damar Rav Huna minayin lach achsanoi is also betashas amita. When they're guests, they're not supposed to be together. Betashas amita. She never meshkima b'barikah b'yistachol lifnei Hashem. Meshuba yivoy al beisoma ramosa. Vayed al kana eschana ishtoi v'yizkarei Hashem. Hashtin mekara loy. As the pasuk says that after this story, after she got the bracha from Eli, she went home. And they had relations, and then then she became pregnant. So why is the pasuk stressed that they went home and did that? Because while they're guests, they can't do that. So, and under the circumstances, a woman shouldn't be drinking because that'll increase her taiva for tashmish, which can't be fulfilled in the circumstances of being an achsanya. Okay. The Tirashi.
Top Rashi. It's interesting. If we have a problem with she's Tavas with that, then, you know, why do we even care that the Baal is with her? In other words, if that's something that we, you know, frown upon, then.
And the problem of it is not so much Tavas Bepeh. The way I understand the more, the point is the more she's bringing out that the wine increases the taiva for tashmish in the woman. And we're saying, so if the husband is there, that'll be dealt with properly. But if it's not, it's a dangerous place to be. It's discussing how much it increases her taiva. A woman who has a taivas tashmish without her husband. Amez and person yenisli shatap rashi shayayim regila la taivas tashmish. So more so regila shanakim shenu chidush lo kvar dosha boy ve'enu mitziach libo. Since she's used to it already, it doesn't affect her in the same way. Sikek there lahatim tapshul to use it as a flavoring for the food. Tavas peh tashmish ve'vayel beisom v'hada be'edal kana eschana. Only when they got home did they have tashmish.
And we're assuming that that there is that she has to go get her own water. In other words, there are no liquids, right?
Right. I guess I would assume that she has to get her own water. Yeah. Interesting point. Okay. So the more akoma the vesu dabaya. So also the kamei the rova. Amalei psoikli mizoni. Okay. So she went to rova. So the rova should make a decision the right amount that she should be getting her. Getting her support. Pasuk lo, so Rava, you know, made an estimation of the amount that she should deserve, being a buyer's wife, how much she's supposed to get. And she said, Pasuk lo kamra, that he should designate wine. Amar lo yadana bei ben achmeni, do have a shosi kamra. I know that a buyer. The bias referred to as Nachmeni, did not drink wine. Overlay, so Rava's, so the bias wife says to Rava, Chai Demar, that the Hava Mashali Beshuf Rozi, Kihai, and so she showed him. So he would give her wine in these large cups, and she showed them the size of the cup. was the size of the length of her arm. Okay. The Mora says, Bahadi de Komachvile, as she was pointing out her arm to show how big it was, Igla Dara, so her clothing swept back and her arm was revealed. Nafal Harab Beidina, she was extremely beautiful, and she had a shine which was fell out in the Bezdin. So where it says, come Rava Ola Beise, Rava developed a taiva, she went home, Tava Labasur Chis, that was his wife. So Amar Le Basur Chis, the man Havi Idna Bebeidina, what happens that this developed? So she put two and two together. That, okay. So Amar Le Chaimer Devesu Dabaya. So who was there? Was he told her the story? Okay, so Basu Chista was concerned that she's allowing herself to be revealed and potentially seducing men. So Nafka Abasra. So Basu Chissa went to Abaya's wife. So Machsala Bakulfi Deshida, and she hit the Aftal Mekula Mekusa. She basically drove her out of the city. Amrala Katalta Lich Tlasa, you already have. Three times that you were married and your husband's died. And now you're trying to convince somebody else to marry you. So the Cheshire and the Gemara would sound like she was already widowed from Abaya, I think it would be the Cheshire. Okay. So
that's why this, Rava was giving her
the psak for the Mazarnas, right? So
doesn't necessarily have to be the last one, though.
I understand, but if she was married, accusing her of attempting to get to seduce a man, find the man by showing off her beauty. If she's married, accusing her of that. I think it was accusing her she wants to find a man. So you don't deserve that. You already killed three people.
Do we allow a woman to get married a fourth time?
No.
What about a third time?
A third time is a machlokes. Yeah. Okay. Unless there was something, unless you have, well, the more it's a machlokes, do you say ma'asal garam or mayan garam? If it's something which was, is a ma'asal garam, so let's say the husband died, he was in an accident. So if you hold that the issue is because Mayan Garam, that we give a woman a din of katlon is because we see that the relations affected him negatively. So over here, he got hit by a stray wagon, that would not prevent her from remarrying. If you hold Mazel Garam, so then it would. You say the fact that he was with her, that causes Mazel to be Nisra. So it's hard to say across the board.
Yeah.
Okay. The base of the Rav Yosef Berei de Rava, also the Kameder of the Chemya Berei de Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef, Rava's son Rav Yosef, came to the Chemya, the son of Rav Yosef. Rava was a Talmud of Rav Yosef. Rava had a son he named after his Rebbe. Now, this, the wife of Rava's son, Rava's daughter-in-law, went to Rav Nechem of Rav Yosef, who was Rav Yosef's son. Amalei psoikli mizoni, pasakla. Psoikli chamra, pasakla. So he designated an amount of wine for her. The Gemara says, Yadana Amr Law, Yadana Behu B'nei Mechuzah, the Shah Sukhamra. I know that in the city of Mechuzah, where you're from, Rav was from Mechuzah. So I guess Rav's son also lived in Mechuzah. So the women would drink wine as well, and therefore she had a right to get a arrangement for wine. Again, assume the situation would be that she was widowed. The vase of the Rav Yosef bereid the Rav Menashe midvil. Also, the kamei the Rav Yosef. Armeli psarkli mizani pasaklo, psarkli chamra pasaklo, psarkli shiroi. Armela shiroi lama. Why do you need shiroi? Is like is silk clothing. What do you need that for? So Amalei lecha ulechavrecha ulechavrurecha. She needs to be able to look presentable when anybody should see her, and this that would allow her to be able to get married. So I need for people like you. I need to look proper. So she has a right to get that. Zakrashi, Chaima Zeshma, that was her name, the fourth line from the top. Shufrazi Gabiyim Aruchim, long cups, Shakaran Midrich. That's almost the last expression, right? That's the same translation over there, the same old French in the Rashi over there. The Menorah. Kihai, Kimitas Amosi Uzroyi, the size of the cups were the size of her arm, so it was her clothing fell back when she did that. Tavala, so her arm was revealed. Tavala the basuchista, tavas ishtar the tashmish. So she went and hit her bekolfi the shida the middle shall argus with the lock. Which they use on a box. Katat l'chotzlas shekvar nisus the gimel umesu k'dam Rabbi Yevamos perakabal yevimtoy. This story is over there in Yevamos. So you already killed off three men. You want the mikta achrina shabos lahar you came laharis yofyech to show your beauty. Shikmat Ishalech Alayah, that somebody should want to marry you. So she said, what do you need the shiroim for? L'chavrecha l'chavrecha. Shalei yisbaza ala briyos mi'chvoidi harishin. I shouldn't be lowered down from my original status. Lo b'fanecha v'lo b'fnei chavrecha. Not in front of the people that I have to present myself to.
And this is because she wants to get married again, not in front of the rabbis.
I think so.
Well, the issue here really is the point of wine. The flow of the Gemara over here is that the issue can she get wine? So she's not b'fnei ba'al. So does she get wine or not?
And they're widowed. These two
right. So they're saying they're not b'fnei ba'al.
Right. I guess my question is so we're, in general, they go to the rabbi of the city. Give them. I mean, don't they have? Like, is that the normal scenario? Like, why are they going to the rabbi of the city to have them? Don't they have either ksuba or they have other means? Like, I guess what's the?
No. The question is she has a right to get support from the husband's estate.
So Yoni's
they have to decide how much.
So Yoni's asking, he says, why is the estate with the Rav?
I mean,
no, they have to decide how much to give. The issue here is that...
From the estate.
From the estate, how much is she supposed to get?
Okay. It sounds like a very similar question, in fact, what the Mishnah was talking about.
It'll end up being fairly similar, because what we see now from the Gemara is, like the Mishnah introduced this idea that... There is
there is a concept of early imoy. Right? These are minimums, not maximums, right?
So how do we pass him about the, you know, yayin for women? No, they have to wear the suit for them.
Your wife's married.
The general is a bifnei baal, it's mutter. The way it's written in halacha is it says that a woman should only drink brishos of the husband. That's what's wrote down.
So it's an interesting question, right? If you at your Shabbos table and you're making kiddush, and single women.
Well, it seems to mention only married women. It seems to only talk about a married woman.
No, a person again is leisha. I don't know. The way it's brought down is in general we discourage it from women unless they're vicious baller. Does it say by a woman who's single? I don't remember.
And do we really distinguish between yayin and other types of alcohol?
No, this was, if anything, the point was wine was the standard drink. Right. So even that we're limiting. So Kabbal Charma would be other drinks. The Mishnah said that he has to give her a mita, a mapetz, and a machzelis. So where it says mapetz and machzelis lomalo. So what exactly do you need these mats for? So the mita itself doesn't just mean the frame, it means the whole mita together with the, they would use, you know, whatever they made to make the mita. So that includes a bottom. Why do we have to give her that also? Amar Papa, Ba'asha de Nehigi, the Malu Purya, Bechivli, that the way they would make the bed go across was with ropes, as opposed to having, let's say, taking a strong skin of an animal and lying on that, stretching that across the bed, tying it to the side, you know, the sides of the bed. They put ropes across so that the Mevagar law, it's going to hurt her. So therefore, you have to get some type of a mattress to give her a mattress to put on top. He's not mechuyev to provide a car is a large mattress and kesses is like a pillow. If that is the normal thing of for her family to get, then my time at the Tanakama, why would the Tanakama say that he's not mechuyev, the husband's not mechuyev to provide that? If that's the family she's coming from, that's what they did. So that's a yard anymore. V'lav orcha, if it wasn't, so my time at the Reb Nosson, that he has to provide it. So the family she's coming from, it was not the derech, but it is the derech in his family. So Rosen says that there's the Tanakama suburb. Tanakama says Omer law ki azilna. So we're going back on the case where he's being mashrehu ayin shlish. So shekilna luhu v'chi asina ma'asina luhu v'adoy. So Reb Nosson Sover Amar leizimlin. So you know, bring it. You know, we have one here.
you'll take it and you'll bring it back. So therefore, he doesn't have to provide with her a special one over there where she is. Ramnosan Sabra Amrle shall say back to him, Zimun de Misami ben Ashmashes. Well, the Moses is sometimes that they end up coming back with Leli Shabbos, Leli Shabbos. I won't be able to bring mine because I can't carry on Shabbos. So, Mishakata Lahula Didi, Maganisa Li Alara. So you'll end up taking. I'm not getting this straight. I'm not sure. Let's see Rashi. Mabas Marcellus Loma Law, right? Or Shatuach Alamita, they would have the mita, they would have the frame, and they would have some type of a skin which was there attached to it. Is Toybin of Mappets is much more comfortable than the Mappets. Mashani Ba'asu, the Molu Purya Bakavli, that they lined up the bed, not with or, but with ropes. Malcolm Shem Regilim Lasa Shtiach or Lamita, El Saruge Chabolim. They would just weave ropes back and forth across the frame. So Umavagar law, Matsari law, it's painful. Maskinin Raisa, Lashon Begeris, so it causes her to age prematurely. So that's Lashon Umavagar law. Smart brings a machlokes. Id orcha derech benois mishpachta to have it. So why would the Tanakhama say not? Smart answers orcha derech alishan al karmak sauces. His family or his he was used to sleeping with a mattress and a pillow. But on Kamala on early imoy, so that she has a right to go up to his status. When you go, and I'm going to provide for your needs with the shlish,
does it mean like he takes it with him?
It sounds like the case was that he was going to her Friday night. It was just, the language doesn't make sense. He says, when I leave, I'll take it with me. When I come back, I'll bring it back. So it sounds like he's going to her. I always thought the case was that she would go with him. So he would come to her, she would stay where she was. The whole week he would provide for her there. And on Friday nights he would come to be with her. So he tells her, when I leave, I'll take it with me. When I come back, I'll bring it back. Yeah, and she says back, Kardim Nelson, I'm afraid that one time you're going to come in and shmash, you won't be able to bring yours, and then you'll end up kicking me off of mine. If I buy my own, you're going to take mine. So therefore, he has to provide her one as well. Okay. He has to provide her one as well. So he brings his own, and then she already has one, so he won't take hers. Yeah. Okay.